Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we know there was a juvenile that was stabbed and taken down to Oshai Children's Hospital. There were a couple other individuals that did have defensive stab wounds as well. And we have a 23-year-old, by all indications, asylum seeker that is in custody for the stabbing.
So how did this start? Do we have any information about that? Or is it just they responded, they found the juvenile with stab wounds, and then transported her?
Well, the specifics on this right now are kind of being tight-lipped. I have spoken to the law enforcement community today, and the information will come out as more is known. But kind of, you know, from the larger viewpoint right now, these are all predictable situations. We know that when everybody was crossing the border for the last few years, that they were unvetted migrants. ICE released some statements about 6-8 weeks ago, saying that there's 425,000 convicted criminals that are currently at large in the United States. 13,000 of those have been convicted of murder in their home country, and 16,000 were convicted of sexual assault. So, you know, when you're not locking down your borders, when you can't figure out who's coming here to avoid persecution, like an illegitimate asylum seeker, and who's coming here to avoid prosecution, criminals, I think these are the type of situations that have been popping up throughout the country.
So DACA's housing contract expires December 31st. What's going to happen with that? I know before you're kind of saying that you're not sure if that will end, but what do we know about this?
Well, it ultimately is going to come down to what happens, you know, with the governor in New York City. I believe it was just being, you know, delayed until after the election. And, you know, I think that it will likely end up being re-upped. But again, that's really, you know, that's on Albany and the governor's decision. But I would not be surprised now that, you know, there's no political ramifications if it does get rubber stamped and there are no changes.
Now, let's say that it does actually expire. They don't renew it. What would happen to these migrants? Would they be bringing them back to New York City or would they be brought out of state?
That is the million-dollar question. Nobody really has an answer to that. I suspect that, you know, we'd probably be looking at, you know, getting them back to their home base of New York City. But right now, nobody really knows the answer to that. Obviously, we need to make sure that we don't incur additional costs. I mean, we've been told that the situation with the migrants wasn't going to cause, you know, any undue financial burden on the taxpayers of Erie County. And I can tell you, based on the conversations that I had with, the sheriff today, that we are, you know, we are spending money housing criminals in our jails right now. Everybody obviously innocent until proven guilty, so they're certainly allowed to have their day in court. But, you know, they do so at a cost to the taxpayers. So, you know, that's already, you know, been a line that's been breached. And, you know, I don't want to see this end up, you know, falling on the, you know, our shoulders as taxpayers in Erie County when this ultimately is really New York City's problem to deal with.
So because this is so publicly known now that this contract is coming to an end, should people expect crime rates to go up within these migrant communities since they also have that knowledge that it's going to be expiring soon?
I don't see there being a correlation between this contract ending and a spike. I think the fact that we haven't been able to vet who are the good and who are the evil people that have entered into our country. I think the good people will continue to be good and the evildoers will continue to do evil. I think they have been, you know, since they entered into this country. We, you know, anecdotally, you know, we've had lots of issues all over, you know, the region, but particularly around the areas of the hotel where, you know, three rapes, you know, it's attempted murder. Here's, you know, at least, you know, another murder was last month in the city of Buffalo. It was, you know, tried to keep somewhat quiet that it was an asylum seeker who had beheaded his wife with an axe. Now we know that to be the case. These things have been, you know, they, even if they might not raise to the level of getting media attention, the reality is these things have been going on. So I don't think the .go contract is going to have any impact on this unless people are just set free and, you know, don't have any accountability to our government.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.